This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and,
Tuesday.
How do you start? All right, here's how I'll start. All right, the bill came due. The bill came due for the reckless and ridiculous play calling of the Philadelphia Eagles coaching staff, and the bill is hefty.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jalen Hurts is down. He's not out.
No, just down.
But he's down.
Yeah.
And I would like to get your reaction first, Jonesy, because you were a player. I just want to know. We knew watching the game, everyone watching the game knew, this is a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
And then we almost got away with it. And then we didn't.
Yeah. You had the visual.
Right.
You wondered, how can he be okay the way he was crushed?
Right.
And then he impressively finished the game with whatever's going on with his shoulder. I can't believe he finished the game based upon the fact that he probably won't play this weekend.
He will not play this weekend. And I would be surprised if he plays again before the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be as well.
Because once they're still going to clinch before he plays, and then why risk it?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The more time he has off, the more healing he'll do.
Correct.
You will probably not see him take a snap until the divisional game, assuming the Eagles clinch, which they need one win, and they have a good backup, so they should be fine. But I need to let me just take you through this, because there's so many fascinating twists. Rhea Hughes knew stuff before a lot of people, and Vegas knew stuff before everybody else, all right? But let me just start with this. We should have listened more closely at 8:52 a.m. when we had a caller who has better instincts than we do, Al. His name is Sign Man John.
Yeah.
And we were all going, man, that hit he took, wow, that looked bad. And we all went, but he's fine. No reports. Everything's good. And Sign Man John went, not so fast. Listen.
Him and the kid from Buffalo, they think they're running backs. How about the play that they came down on his shoulder? We're not out of the woods yet. I know he came back through long passes after that. Don't be shocked if you find something out today, God forbid.
Holy mackerel.
God forbid.
Holy mackerel. He nailed it.
That's curious.
So he nailed it. Now, all right, a little after two, I get a call. It's on my landline. I don't even have to look because only one person uses it. It's actually the Rhea Hughes hotline. It's like they have it in the White House. They have you could call Soviet Union.
Yep.
She has that with me. And she called me and she went, I don't know, I'm hearing some stuff. Right, Rhea, what did you say to me then?
First I said I heard broken collarbone.
Yeah. But you were hearing that there was an injury and that it was going to come out pretty soon.
Yes.
That was a little after 2. Let's say 2:10.
Yeah.
All right? 3:14. 3:14. Vegas. Suddenly, with nothing reported, changes the line on Eagles at Cowboys Christmas Eve. From 1.5 Cowboys, minus 1.5, to -5.
Yeah.
Al, when that happens, they got information.
Yeah, that collarbone thing came out. And, like, that scares people.
So where was the collarbone? Hearing the collarbone?
Well, early, there was all stuff on Twitter when you never could trust anything.
No.
That this was but you knew something was up.
Well, the unofficial report came up from John Clark, who is, he gets most of the stories now.
Yep. And he's okay now. He's working. He's got the heart things behind
him. I'm surprised this didn't give him a palpitation. John Clark at 4:36 then tweeted out, Hurts is injured. It shouldn't be terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole world went crazy.
Yeah.
And I'll start with, why don't I start with Adam Schefter? Because he's always the guy that breaks the stories nationally. He's on ESPN, and he makes it clear, Al, it's not terrible.
I was told specifically by the Eagles and Jalen Hurts' agent, Nicole, that it is not a long-term injury. It is a sprained shoulder, and his status for Saturday against the Cowboys is uncertain at best right now. There's a chance that he's going to miss that game and that Gardner Minshew is going to have to start in place of Jalen Hurts.
All right, we'll get to him later. Right? So now we know that he's not going to play Saturday. Anybody that thinks he's playing Saturday is crazy. All right, but anyway. Now let's go to the actual broadcast when it happens. It's late third quarter. Joe Davis and Moose Johnston are doing the game for Fox. And they suspected right there that that wasn't a good thing that was happening to Hurts. Listen.
Hurts to run it. Got around Morrow. Got stopped by Gibson. Hurts slow to get up. Worst nightmare for the Eagles right here.
And it's one of the big things that they talk about, you know, the quarterback run game, whether it's designed and they've talked to him about his scrambling. You do it with everything in mind to keep Jalen Hurts safe every play. But this is the one you can't afford, right? Pursuit down the line, Trevis Gibson, all that weight right onto that right shoulder.
263 pounds of Gibson landing on Hurts.
Yeah. And you're not going to get away with that without something happening. But furthermore, you should understand that they're doing everything they can to preserve the health of Hurts. Because, see, in the game, he ran 17 times and he passed 33. He was in the line of fire for 50 of the plays in that game. That is reckless and that is absolutely unnecessary against that opponent. And I plan to say that directly to Mr. Nick Sirianni at 7:30 this morning when we will have the first opportunity to talk to somebody at Eagles. They have a tendency not to want to talk about injuries.
Yeah.
This is pretty epic.
It is.
The whole country's talking about it. I would expect to get some sense for whether they're second guessing exactly what their plan was in that cold and wind on Sunday. Because if they're not second-guessing themselves here, they're going to make the same mistake again and again and again.
They're probably feeling pretty lucky that it wasn't a broken collarbone.
Yeah, they probably are. All right, let me get you on the field now. Because last night on the Brandon Graham show, Jordan Mailata was there. And we had heard rumors about what happened. He took us through what happened when he saw his quarterback on the ground after the hit.
Yeah, that one hit, you know, I'm looking over because, you know, I like to go up and pick up my teammates.
Just sure.
It's something that, you know, I take pride in. I'm standing there looking at him, and I'm like 10 yards away, and I'm like, he's going to get up. And he didn't get up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to run over. And then, yeah, basically, I'm like, I could tell he was hurting, and I was like, hey, stay down. And I was there with Miles and I think Grant Calcaterra.
Yep, Calcaterra.
Yeah, there. And we're telling him, stay down, stay down. He said, pick me up. So pick me up. And I said, yes, sir. Picked him up, went straight back to the huddle, called the next play. I said, man, that's one tough SOB, man.
Yeah. And I don't, all of us have no idea what kind of pain he was in because he didn't say anything to anybody. They kept calling the same game. He kept throwing a ball, he threw deep balls with it. He was quarterback sneaking right into the line, piled on top of.
Did he ever go into the tent? Did they ever go into
the
tent?
No, there was no tent. There was no tent. There were no protocols, nothing. It was simply he gutted it out, got up, and kept playing football. Amazing.
Remarkable, actually.
Really remarkable. That guy is something. I'll say that. All right, let me go next here to Jaron Jaworski after the game. Jaron Jaworski was a quarterback for a long time in the NFL. And when he watched the play, some signals and signs went off in his head. Listen.
There was one play. He rolled to his right, started going upfield, got hit. And a defensive lineman coming in from his left side, he got on that shoulder.
99.
And, oh, man, the first thing I went was shoulder injury. I've been there. I felt that. And he stayed down a little bit.
Yeah,
when you got a guy, 300-pounder, falling in you and the ground stops and everything else keeps going down, that's when the injuries happen. But he got up and he was fine. But he took – I agree with everyone what you said already. Too many hits to the quarterback.
Unbelievable. MRI indicated no breaks.
That's good.
Now, we will have a doctor out at 7 o'clock from NovaCare. They are the experts of this, and we are talking to their top shoulder man. And he will take us through what the MRI is, and the most important question, is it so swollen you can't see anything yet? I always hear that, Al. It's got a swelling. He's got to go down first. I don't want to find out in a day or two I lost my quarterback for the season.
No, they know.
No, they know.
They know.
I am nervous. I am nervous. And finally, just so because he said it tonight, and Ruben Frank was on the post game, and Ruben Frank was talking about what we are now going to refer to as coaching malpractice, because they set this up with that game plan. Listen to Ruben Frank.
You have Miles Sanders, who's like leading the NFL in rushing yards per carry, having an incredible year. I think they ran 19 plays before he had a carry.
Four carries in the first half.
It's unacceptable. I mean, and Shane's done a great job this year, but I don't get that. And I get that they thought they had some matchups throwing deep, and I understand that, but you're putting your quarterback at risk, and you have one of your best players not getting involved.
All right, so all the people, and there was some, I got some emails saying, stop being so negative when you're 13-1. And stop getting upset for no reason. Mm. I advise each and every one of you who had that position yesterday, who did not recognize the folly of that strategy, place your head in the toilet and flush, because you need your ears and head cleaned out. And that's
really
the best advice, because you're a moron.
Okay.
Thank you. I just want no. It was so obvious. I'm going to read you something in the next segment from a guy who was on a cruise ship. And he almost got thrown off the ship because he was screaming and yelling, run the ball. He was at a cruise ship screaming, run the ball.
Where were they going to throw him?
They were going to throw him right overboard. I think they're going to put him on a dinghy and say, you're on your own.
Here's your dinghy.
All I know is what we said yesterday proved to be, unfortunately, more true than we even realized. What they did was put their quarterback in a horrible position. Line of fire for 50 plays on a 6-degree wind chill with a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Coaching malpractice. And the coach will be out at 7:30. And I can't even imagine what he's going to say. Because they're devastated. They know that this guy's the MVP this year.
Yeah.
Well, he won't be now. He won't be now, but
so
he would have been.
Yeah, I don't. I hope not, but. I'm going to lose my bet. But
Jonesy, I hope each and every one of them is looking in the mirror this morning and seeing somebody who needs to get a little less arrogant and a little more logical.
Could have cost the season. Then.
Could have cost you the season.
I think they get lucky, but.
Let's start with my brother Scott in Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Good thanks for the morning crew.
Scott, when you were watching the game, did you know it was a dumb game plan?
Yes, it was. Me and my buddy Billy were standing there with everybody else at the sports bar over here in South Jersey, like, run the ball. Run the ball. I'm like, why? Why is he running so much? Yes, he has the ability, but you have Miles Sanders, who is lighting up this year, and you abandoned the run. Throwing so much in that wind was the number two thing with me, Brother Angelo Monaco. It was windy. Why were you throwing? Why?
Made no sense. You're facing a terrible run defense. A guy who just ran 144 yards against a better run defense. Why are you not running him?
I could have ran off Chicago, my old behind. I'm so angry. When I heard Ike Reese and Johnny Marks, you know, on their show said, I literally screamed on the bus yesterday. Oh. I almost got put off. I'm so annoyed right now.
Have every right to be, Scott, because this is a special team. This is a team that has gone through so many things and is the best record an Eagles team has ever had. And now you've got the fear that the guy who was most responsible for 13-1 will not be ready or will not be whole when you try to win the whole thing. This is outrageous that they did this.
I haven't questioned Coach Tierney because look what he's done, but I would also love question Shane Steichen.
I think he's today, right? Don't the coordinator? Yeah, he would be today because it's a short week anyway.
I think so. They have a TBD on Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Because he normally would speak today, I believe.
All right. I guess, Scott, I got to tell you. At this, you know what I would do if I were him? I would fall on the sword. Temporary insanity. You know, you go at the court, you kill somebody. Yeah. temporary insanity. Something happened. The wind was rolling through my ears. It went right through one ear and out the other, and I couldn't think clearly. Because I was so stupid.
It was. I'm so. I can't even describe how angry I am.
I brought Hurts jersey
Saturday too. And you did.
Well, maybe you put the kibosh. Be careful with that thing, Scott.
I'll take the fall for it. Nobody else is. I'll take the fall for it.
Thank you for leading us off today, Scott. And I just, the thing that I love about this station is we emote. This is emotion. This is actually medically helpful to your psyche.
Get it out.
You realize, Al, I took 5 courses in psychology. I know about this.
Yeah.
By letting it out.
I went to 5 psychiatrists.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. But when you do it, when you let that out, that's healthy.
Is it?
So I'm going to give you the number, and we will be like your free psychologist today. You let it out. Because when all this was breaking yesterday afternoon, I was taking calls for Bria. Bria was right on top of this story.
Yeah.
In between the calls, I got so angry, I had to walk my dog.
Oh, that was nice.
I walked my dog. Now he's got arthritis. He doesn't like to walk. I said, Bentley, let's go. You got arthritis. I got arthritis.
Too bad.
Let's walk.
You got to give him the Rimadyl.
Yeah, he's on some stuff.
Yeah.
But I took him out anyway. And he peed a couple of times and we felt better.
Did you bring a little bag with you just in case?
Yeah.
I have the bag.
Did the dog pick it up?
It's a terrible thing.
No, the bag is fine.
How's the dog do that with his paws?
You have to train him. It takes a while. But he's very good.
He did it again, Gail.
215-592-9490. I got a special treat for you later in the hour. We have some Gardner Minshew songs.
Oh, you got to love this.
Because now the Minshew era has resumed.
Minshew mania.
At least for a week or two. Hopefully.
Minshew magic!
215-592-9490.